Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alamin. Sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem Muhammed ve âli ve sahbihi. Lesson 18 is about predestination and freedom. Jabr is predestination and ikhtiyar is free will. Alhamdulillah, already we discussed last week about the controversy that existed between some early theologians, which has, of course, still is continuing, about how to reconcile between two things. One is Tawheed, especially when it comes to action, Tawheed Af'ali, that everything is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the one side. And the second, human freedom. And then issues related to justice. Remember, I said that Ash'arites very much focused on Tawheed, but unfortunately, they were not able to give a good account of role of human beings when it comes to their voluntary actions. They said everything is done by Allah. No one, nothing other than Allah has any role, no cause. Even if you remember about fire and burning food, wood, what do they say? Adatullah jarat. They say, this is not the fire which is burning. Allah has this habit in his creation that he creates burning when there is fire. But these are two separate things. Just this is the habit of Allah. Like for example, I have a habit that when you raise your hand, I start coughing. This is just habit. It has nothing to do. It's not any problem with your hand. Maybe I have become, you know, somehow conditional. They say, this is adatullah, this is the habit of Allah, that when you eat, then you feel, you know, that your hunger is over. But this is just habit. This is just adat. The food has not done anything. Even the energy that you have now is not from food. Allah created energy independent from food. You say, why I don't have energy when I don't eat? You say, this is habit of Allah. He could have given you energy without food. You say, yes, he could have given energy without food, but now it's from food. You know? Unfortunately, they don't distinguish between two things. One is that to say Allah can give energy with food and can give energy without food. But they say, no, Allah always gives energy regardless of food and not food. Food has nothing to do. You understand? There's a difference. So, they say no agent has any role. And with respect to human beings, they repeat the same thing. What do they think about human role? When we do something, you remember? They have the theory of kasb, acquisition. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. They say, our role is not to really doing, to do them. Our role is that these things happen in us. We are subject. We are mawzu. We are subject for Allah's creation. Why it is attributed to me? Because Allah has done this in my hand and my tongue. It's not in your hand and yours. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ means that Allah has done this with my hand and time. Alayha maktasab. So, we say, this means that na'uzu billah, then Allah is not just. Yeah? Because then why Allah is sending a person who has murdered people, you know, a criminal who deserves punishment, why Allah punishes him? This person has nothing to do. You know, if you take someone's hand by force, and then, you know, shoot at people and kill people, this person has no role. You cannot blame him or punish him. Or if you take someone's hand and then help someone, why you reward him? He has not done anything. You don't reward, you know, wood or metal. Yeah? So they cannot explain justice. They cannot explain freedom. On the other hand, the Mu'tazilites that were very much, you know, insistent on justice. You know, Mu'tazilites have five principles of religion. You know, we have five principles of faith. For us, Usuluddin are five, yeah? For them also is the five, there are five. And there is a book for Mu'tazilites, Al-Usul Al-Khamsa. They have, you know, five. Qazi Abdul Jabbar has this. One of their five principles is Adl. Adl, justice. They very much emphasize on justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Tawheed also for them is very important, but they say we have to have Tawheed and Adl together. Ash'arites accept justice. They don't say that Allah is unjust. They say Allah is just. But they have their own way of interpreting justice, which makes justice really nothing. For Ash'arites, inshallah you study this in Kalam. For Ash'arites, whatever Allah does is just. So they have solved the problem by actually removing the question. Don't think, you know, don't make yourself tired. Why Allah does that? Is this just or is this unjust? By definition, everything He does is just. If He sends a pious person to hell, this is just. If He sends a bad person to heaven, this is also just. Because there is no independent understanding, no prior understanding of justice. Okay? This is the Ash'arites' understanding of justice, which makes it very, you know, trivial. Mu'tazilites say, no, justice is something that we can understand rationally, we can understand independently, at least the basics of justice, we can understand ourselves by our reason, by our intellect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes justice. This is a very important question, even in the Western philosophy, from the time of Plato, this question existed. Don't think Ash'arites are very unpopular. Even many Christians and Jews think like Ash'arites. They think that whatever God does is good, whatever God does is just. But we say this has to be worded very carefully. If you mean by whatever Allah does is just, that Allah does things arbitrarily and then we call it justice, this is not acceptable. If you mean that there are standards, there are real standards, and Allah observes them and does only good things, therefore whatever He does is just because He observes those things, this is acceptable. Okay? These are two different things. Sometimes, for example, imagine, you know, the difference between these two. A king says, whatever I do is legal. We say, how? MashaAllah, you are very good. Whatever you do is legal. You never do anything illegal. It's yes, because everything that I do becomes the law of the country. So where is justice then? Everything that he does, then they make it a law. He takes money out of people. They said the king can take this. The king has the right to kill people. So he never does anything illegal. But then, what is the point of saying this is legal? Is Allah, na'uzu billah, like a tyrant king that he says, you know, whatever I do, don't ask me, don't, you know, question, don't object. This is justice. He said, no, it's not like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only does good things, only does justice. And justice is something that every person, religious, non-religious, in any part of the world can understand. At least the basic of justice, every human being can understand. You can understand that punishing an innocent person is not just. No matter who is doing this. You don't need to be a religious person. You understand that this is unjust. Don't play with the words. This is unjust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes these real norms. Then they say, oh, so you are making Allah inferior. So you are saying that there are things which are more important than Allah. Allah has to observe them. You know how they play with the words? Maybe, of course, they don't have bad intention, but they don't understand. So we say, do you think that this is a very delicate issue? And alhamdulillah, we have to be grateful that we have such ulama that they have explained these things for us. Otherwise, still people after thousands of years, they don't understand these things. We say, don't think by making Allah's decisions arbitrary, you are raising his position. By saying that Allah does things arbitrarily, you are lowering. If you say that our leader is, mashallah, so powerful that he can do everything and no one says no, you are lowering his situation. See? If you say our leader, our king, is so good that he observes all the moral standards, then we are raising him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yus'alu amma yaf'al. But what does it mean? Some people misunderstand this. Allah says he is not questioned about what he does, but people are questioned. What does it mean? Some people think that it means that no one has any right to ask him. Whatever he does, we have to accept. No question. We only can ask questions of people. This is not the meaning of this ayah. That Allah does everything as he wishes, without, you know, any rule, without any, you know, norm. But we cannot ask him questions. No, this is not the meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is essentially good. He himself essentially observes justice and values. There is no point in asking him. You are wasting your time. Just try to understand. Okay? You can ask for the sake of understanding, no problem. But there is no need, because if someone is doing everything perfectly, why you are asking? You are just showing that you don't understand and you can try to understand. If someone observes all the values, all the rules and regulations, and we know this for many years, then we have 100% trust in him. We never, you know, question him. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this with respect to some human beings. The Quran says there are people that Allah doesn't question them. Mukhlaseen are not questioned on the Day of Judgment. There is no need to ask them. You know, sometimes the people who are very good in, for example, you know, keeping their account, and, you know, for example, you know, government has checked, you know, their accounts, you know, everything is clear, everything is nice, then they say there is no need to check. We have trust in you. Carry on. Or you have, for example, employee. After some years, you see that he's very reliable and honest. Then you trust him. You don't ask him for receipt. You don't ask him, you know, for explanation. You say, you know, you have done this. Okay, I have trust in you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this with mukhlaseen. What about Allah Himself? Do we need to ask Him? Say, oh Allah, why you did this? Yes, you can ask Him for understanding. Say, oh Allah, I know that what you do has always good reasons. But, you know, my aql is very little. My knowledge is very little. My experience is very limited. Please explain to me. And Allah will explain to you. Like angels. You know, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا يَسْوَى. And Allah explain to them. But if you want to do a little bit of protest, then Allah says, أَنِّي أَعِذُكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. You know the story of Nuh?
Yeah.
Nuh said, إِنَّ بْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعَدَكَ الْحَقِّ. He very slightly, very, you know, politely wanted to make a little of protest. You said you will save my family. My son is my family and your promise comes true. Okay? Although it was packed very nicely, but still there is an element of protest. So Allah said, إني أعذك أن تكون من أهلك إنه ليس من أهلك. This is not from your people. And I, you know, give you advice that try not to be like ignorant people. Okay? It means that by now you should have understood this. You are not in a lower level, you are in a good level. Someone in this level should understand this. Anyway, so we don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to question Him, to challenge Him. So, oh, I have a question that you cannot answer. You did this to me and this was zul. No. La yus'alu amma yaf'al, because there is no need to challenge Him. But you can ask for the sake of understanding, no problem. So, we say to our brothers, our Ash'arite brothers, that this is not a service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say that He doesn't observe or He doesn't need to observe any moral values, any norms, any standards. He does things as He wishes, but we call this justice. This is not good. On the other hand, we say to our Mu'tazilite brothers that this is also not good to say that Allah has no role in our free actions. Because they believe in tafwid. Tafwid means delegation of power, authority to human beings. Okay? This tafwid means that Allah has no role anymore. Has delegated, you know? There are two types of asking someone to do something. Sometimes I say, I need a helper. I need a deputy, or I need an agent. Okay, you can work with me. But sometimes I say, do this, I am going away. Tafwid, in the sense that Mu'tazilites say, it means that Allah said, you know, with respect to these things, I am not involved. You do this part, I do the rest. It's like dividing the world into two parts. One part is done by Allah, and that is what? Everything that happens in the nature, everything that happens in Malakut, and also any natural action of human beings. Why your hair grows? This is Allah. Why your stomach grows? Can be because of Allah, can be because of you. So they divide. Okay? But we say no, everything is an action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has not retired. Allah has not said, okay, you are here, I'm going away. But when it comes to human voluntary action, the things for which we are judged, okay? For those things, I have also some role under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has role, I have also role. Of course, not next to Him, not equal to Him, only under Him. if I do something good, this is my action, but at the same time, it's an action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I am responsible. I cannot say, oh, it was Allah's action, so I am not responsible. I cannot also say, it's only my action. Allah has nothing to do. This is the position in between, a status between two status. لا جبر ولا تفويض بل أمر بين أمرين. You cannot say, everything is fixed by Allah. You cannot say, we do the things without Allah. Allah does everything, but at the same time, Allah does certain things through us. And Allah does certain things without us. When it comes to those actions that Allah does it through us, He says, you decide. You want to do good or you want to do bad? I give you the freedom to choose. But whether you do good or bad, don't think that you have run away from me. You have not run away from me. Don't think that you have become independent. But at the same time, don't put blame on me. You understand? You cannot say, I am responsible so that Allah has no role. You cannot also say that Allah has role, I am not responsible. Allah has role, you have also role. You are responsible for what you do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reward you, can punish you, because you have some role. Yes, there is something very beautiful in the Quran, that when you want to give credit for the good things, credit first goes to Allah. For the bad things, blame comes to you and not to Allah. Credit comes to you and to Allah, but to Allah first. Blame comes only to you. Yeah? Why? Because if I do something good, everything has been received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My role was minimal. Allah has given me, for example, gold. Okay? I just was careful not to lose it. Allah has given a golden opportunity. I just try to use it properly. But I shouldn't think that I am more important than Allah. Okay? So, there is credit for me. And that is only because I acted properly. But the main credit goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to be more grateful to Allah than thinking you have done something. But if, na'uzu billah, we do something bad, we cannot blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you were given ability to do good things with this. You decided to do it bad. Allah didn't decide to do this bad. Okay? So the blame goes to you. Sometimes people say, why Allah let this person to do bad things? Allah should not have given freedom to this person. You say, no. Freedom is very important for us. If we were not given freedom, then we were not able to aspire to higher levels of perfection. It's our freedom that enables us to go higher even than angels. Angels have freedom, but in another sense. They don't have freedom in the sense of choosing between good and bad. Their freedom comes without choice. They can only do good things, and they love to do good things. So they are free to do good things because they only love doing good things. It's very good, alhamdulillah, we are, you know, good, pure, innocent. But the value is not like human beings that have mixed desires. They can do good, they can do bad, but still they do good. This mechanism makes us able to be even better than angels. And we cannot say to Allah, why you have given us this? I wanted just to be an angel. You know? Allah has honored you. لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. It's like what? Like a person says, you know, oh Allah, why, you know, you brought me out of the womb of my mother? I didn't want to have any responsibility. There was good. I had, you know, accommodation, everything, and food without responsibility. I don't think any person says that I was happy with that. Everyone wants to have, you know, open a space, to have, you know, opportunity to grow, to become better. Yeah? So, now that Allah has given us this freedom, we have to be grateful and benefit. Okay, so there is a role for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a role for us in our free actions. The role of Allah would not contradict our role, and our role would not limit His role. It's a hierarchy. We are responsible for what we do, but at the same time, it's an action of Allah. Allah has not delegated to us in the sense that He retires or He goes away or disappears, but also Allah has not forced us, has not predestined our actions. Okay, I think I stop here, and then inshallah we have some questions to answer in the next week. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Question?